We've got a special guest on the phone with us. Who are we speaking with this morning?
We have Mark Conrad, who is the principal at Rogers Elementary School.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just trying to warm up here on a chilly, chilly final Tuesday in January, but the second semester is up and running over there. Well, now, we've had a couple weather delays and days that have thrown things off, but you guys are pros over there. That doesn't bother you anymore, does it?
We just roll with it. It's just part of the game. We don't like to miss days because it does mess up our schedule a little bit, but we'll make them up and we'll just keep right on rolling.
Now, Mark, you're in that unusual situation where on one side of the street where you are is Rogers, and right across the way from you is Binford. Which is which, and what grades are in which school?
Rogers is a K through 2 building, and Binford is the 3 through 6 building. So our grades are unique in the corporation because we are the only ones split up that way, but there are a little over 900 students combined between the two schools, so it's quite a large population.
And so mentioning K for kindergarten, there's big things coming up with that going on right now.
Register, register, register.
That's right. You'll see signs around. Kindergarten registration begins this coming Monday, the 5th. Parents can attend the school that their attendance area where they live in to register their child for next fall. And they would bring documentation. They would bring two proofs of residency, the child's birth certificate, and their immunization information. And it takes maybe about 15, 20 minutes to fill out the paperwork to get their child registered for next fall.
And then in order to make them feel at home, there's an open house at all schools?
Yes, all the elementaries will be holding a kindergarten open house. And again, this is for the kindergartners that are entering next fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on February the 15th from 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening. So all schools will be open for that evening to allow registration as well as information about their schools.
Now, what happens at an open house for a kindergarten kid that's never been in the school before, theoretically?
Well, it's probably unique at each school. I know what we do that I can speak of is that we bring them in and talk it's children and parents, so it's open to anyone who wants to stop by and see what's going on. But we talk a little bit about the curriculum, talk about what goes on at Rogers, just briefly introduce the teachers, allow them to go down to the classrooms to get kind of a feel and an idea of what a kindergarten classroom is like, and again, just allow opportunity for assistance with registration.
It's more for the parents, Keith, to give them a peace of mind of what goes on, where the lunchroom is, where you hang your book bag, where the classes are, what's in there, what's going on. So it's a peace of mind for everybody, because if it's your first one, I went through this a couple of years ago, it is kind of...
Was it more emotional for you or for your
daughter? Not even emotional. You think, well, when I was in kindergarten, what's 158 years ago? Things have changed since then. So you want to get in there and see what's going on, and then you go through it and you say, that's just how they're going to spill some juice over there, and they're going to run around and do that. So it alleviates the stress, and I think that's the best part of it.
Right.
Mark, is this something that the kids that have never been to kindergarten before are emotional about, or is it just one of the things that they happen in their life?
As far as the open house or
the open house?
No, I think open house is more an excitement for them. That, you know, there are some nerves, but they come in and they get to feel a little more comfortable. They've seen the building. They've met a few teachers. They get a chance to see where they're going. And a lot of them will say, I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm ready to start. So there's some excitement there as well.
So it takes the edge off on that first day of kindergarten come
Absolutely.
Fall.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Now, you just finished a lot of Martin Luther King activities, and you had your fourth annual Legacy Award. Talk to us about what that is.
We did. Well, we, about 4 years ago, through a grant, I believe it was, we initiated a Legacy Award, which is identifying and recognizing someone throughout the community who represents the kind of make a difference attitude of Martin Luther King. You know, caring, respect, kindness, all of those life skills that embodied Martin Luther King's mission. We look for individuals who represent that. And this year, our award recipient was, and we just awarded it yesterday, Finney, Andrea Alfterheide, if I said her name correctly, but she goes by Finney. former MCCSC teacher, retired, who actually was the first teacher on the Iditarod Trail.
Oh.
Blazed the trail through that Alaskan dog race years ago, and continues to give back to schools in presenting about that, but also she volunteers at through the Humane Society. She volunteers at the hospital. She does a lot of things throughout the community also that just, again, embodies all of those life skills and perspectives that we felt as though she really was deserving.
Well, that's cool. We're speaking with Mark Conrad, who is the principal of Rogers Elementary School. And Mark, a lot of things that schools do require a little extra money, and PTOs come in to do that. And your big fundraiser PTO is coming up.
We do. We have we actually had a fundraiser in the fall, which was a readathon. So the PTO assisted us with getting our students to read. Teachers did a wonderful job, and staff, which we have a wonderful teacher and staff group here at Rogers. But in combination, they did a great job through readathon and really boosted their interest in reading. And so in the spring, then, we try to bring the community together for a big community event. And so on this Friday night, February 2nd, there's a chili supper and silent auction. So
you had me at chili supper.
Well, there you go. Upland is actually, we're having Upland chili for those who enjoy meat-style chilies. I think we're also going to have a vegetarian offer. But, excuse me, the chili supper is held at Binford, because we have a combined PTO between the two schools.
Okay.
And there's, I think, a $5 charge if you're going to eat chili. There's a cap for a family. And then silent auction, if you're just coming for the silent auction, our classes have put together baskets of items that you can bid on, and it's again a fundraiser and a great community event to bring everyone together. And again, it's a great combined effort between our PTO and our teachers and staff and community. So it's going to be exciting.
When is that again? When can I smell the chili brewing?
It's this Friday evening.
Oh,
I believe it's 5:30.
And it's you've got good chili eating weather. You picked the right time for this. This is going to be a sunny and 28 on Friday. And that's a good time. Well, any time's a good time to eat chili, right, Keith?
Oh, hey, I make it myself the first day that it gets below 40.
Well, then you've had a few batches of chili this year.
Mark, one other thing before we let you go. It's kind of important for the kids, and I want to find out the report. Rogers was in attendance at Peter Pan, and that's huge for those kids to see a show. What's the effect on them long range on being able to see a show that Cardinal Theater puts on, and the kids are there and they see it?
Well, I think there's a lot of long range effects. One of those being that we are able to take our entire school population to a theater production where
school.
A lot of students are not able to attend in their own personal lives. And so we do some build up activities with poetry and song and relative to that play. And then I think the long-term effects are, again, that they've experienced that. They know what it looks like and what it feels like, and they can then take it beyond. I mean, we're still talking about Peter Pan today. They're talking about that today, and that was back in December. So, again, the long-term effects are not just academic, but emotional as well. And we're just happy that we have the support and the donations that come in to help us fund this. And we've done it for about 7 years now, and it's really become kind of a tradition here at Rogers that students, teachers, and community look forward to.
Great job, my friend, as always. Chili supper coming up this Friday. What time does everything start there so people know what time to get over there and help out your PTO?
I do believe it's 5:30. I think the entire evening runs 5:30 to 8 or 8:30, but I think they're going to shut off chili about 7:30. So come early so you get chili before it runs out.
Don't take the chance. Don't take the chance of being there. Don't take the chance of being there late.
Well, we want to thank Mark. Thank you very much, Mark Conrad, the principal at Rogers Elementary School, for being with
us. All right, Mark, good job. Keep it warm over there, and we'll talk soon.
Will do. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You as well. All right. Good job. Always good to talk to Mark. There's always fun stuff going on over at Rogers, Binford, and Rogers, obviously. The interesting pairing there.
That's right. So and they're the only one in the system.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.